The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Angela Paxton joining us. Now, Angela has kind of a famous husband, the Attorney General here in Texas, Ken Paxton, who I think is doing an amazing job. He is an amazing guy. You know, they always say, you know, behind a great man is a great woman. This should be flipped. Behind every great woman, there's a great man. Angela is the lesser known of the two, but she is running for Senate and is truly, truly remarkable. Hello and welcome to the program, Angela. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, Glenn. What a nice introduction. And I was listening in as you were just talking. I got to say, I think the last person we want to take our gun rights advice from is the Ayatollah.
Yeah, I think that's probably a bad idea. But people will say, well, even a stopped clock is right twice a day. Is mm-hmm. is he a stopped clock on this one?
No, I agree with you. He is a very, he's tightly wound. That's what he is.
Yeah.
And we've got to look out for our own freedoms here in the United States. We are so blessed to be a nation with the greatest constitution in the world. And I've always believed that the best way to protect our constitutional freedoms is to exercise them.
Angela, people don't know what their constitutional freedoms are. We've gone down to a place to where it's like, I've got rights. Okay, great. Tell me what they are. And they can't tell you. 26% now of the American people can tell you what the three branches of government are. How do we save a country that isn't even interested in knowing what it is we're trying to save?
But you know what, Glenn? One of the things I've always appreciated about what you do is you teach. I mean, you're a great student of history, and you're a great teacher of history. And I think one of the failures that we have in the United States is a failure to teach the Constitution properly and at a proper level in our schools. You know, that's my background is in education. I'm a 22-year educator. I taught in public schools and Christian schools, and we homeschooled our children in early elementary. And, you know, and while my background was in high school math, I've got a lifetime Texas teaching certificate in secondary mathematics. But I've always appreciated, you know, the importance of teaching students as they are learning about what it means to be an American, about the Constitution. And I think it's a missing piece.
Well, we haven't taught civics in forever, and you're running for the Senate of Texas, and we're not covering local or state politics all that often. But I really believe in you, and that I'm not going to endorse you, and I shouldn't have even said that because it's always the kiss of death for the candidate. I've met you, and I know your husband, and we have had, you know, some long conversations, and I just think you guys are the real deal. But talking about education, I mean, you can't even teach. They're actually going in and changing again the lessons of the Alamo, and they're, quote, in Texas, the educational system is, quote, reimagining the Alamo. How do you reimagine history?
That's a very scary thought, isn't it? I mean, how can we learn from history if we don't see it for what it is? I mean, the good, bad, and the ugly, that is how we learn. That's how we grow. That's how we improve. And to try to remake things into something that's nice and neat according to just one person's viewpoint, it's very dangerous.
So how are you? There's a couple of things in your platform. You say first you're going to improve education. How do you possibly do that? And then I'm going to get into a couple of others. First, just real quick, how are you possibly going to improve education?
Well, I mean, I think one of the things, as I've been out talking with voters and people who live in Senate District 8 in the Collin County area for the most part, where I am, you know, one of the things that people talk about a lot, really is bringing back a focus on history, not a revisionist version of history, but real history. And of course, you know, that's something that belongs to our State Board of Education, but I think we have to be vigilant about the content that we're teaching our students. Yeah. And then I think, you know, another piece of that is just making sure that we're properly training teachers, that we're attracting great teachers who want to make a difference in students' lives, that they want to teach the facts. They're not there to, you know, to I guess, progress some kind of crazy agenda, that they're going to stick to the curriculum that we're asking them to teach in Texas.
Where do you stand on school safety and guns in school, and what are we supposed to do with this?
Wow. You know, the left always makes these issues about something that they're not. But what we're looking at in this horrific, you know, recent experience in Florida with school safety is that we've got to make sure that there are people on campuses that are prepared and trained to deal with these kinds of crisis situations. I mean, you can't stop the evil from coming, but you can be prepared to intercept it and stop it when it's at your front door.
So you be forearming teachers, or do you want some sort of an armed system in there? And are you also for hardening of the schools themselves?
Well, I think all of those are good options. Now, you know, for me personally, I'm licensed to carry as an educator. I completely support arming teachers and making sure they're properly tactically trained. I mean, this isn't licensed to carry training. This is tactical training. Obviously on a voluntary basis, but, you know, whether it is the schools hiring, you know, law enforcement or hiring, you know, retired, you know, military or whatever, trained professionals, people that can be in the schools that are ready to intercept and protect the children. And until we do that, you know, unfortunately, these kinds of things are going to continue to happen.
Let me I'm going to go down a couple of just things real quickly, and I want to stop on a couple. First, you're fighting for property tax relief, which in Texas is, I mean, we don't have an income tax, but property taxes. I have a house where everybody in the area is, you know, has an acre or two. I happen to have 4 acres. The tax assessment came in and said, well, you could split that up and have three more houses there, and you chose not to. And so you have to pay for the property tax of not just the 4 acres that I have, but as if 4 imaginary houses existed on there. When we tried to fight it, they wouldn't even listen. We made an error in our writing of the letter, and they said, we don't trust that this is what this letter means, that you were upset about that. And I said, we're the author of the letter. You can trust us. That's what we meant. We made one, like, you know, it's like a Second Amendment comma thing. And there's no tax relief here, and it's getting out of control. Any thoughts on that one at all?
Well, it's definitely out of control, and it's something that we deal with here in Collin County in Senate District 8, but it's also an issue statewide, really, and the governor and the lieutenant governor have both said this is a top priority for the next session. I mean, our property taxes are growing at a rate that far outpaces people's paychecks, for one thing, but what you bring up is another piece of the puzzle, which is, you know, there's no accountability. Those that assess the values of our property, they have no accountability to the taxpayers, and there's little transparency most places in the rate setting process as well.
And we're talking to Angela Paxton. She's running for the state senate here in Texas. And I hate to give you tough questions here because you seem nice, but I've been watching the attack ads on you And I'm won over by one piece of criticism that seems to be in every single attack at about you.
I know what you're going to say.
Which is you have a nice smile.
Yes. What's behind that smile, Angela Paxton? What's behind that smile?
It must be feel pretty good when you're running a you're running a campaign and the worst thing that can come up with you
is your smile.
Your smile is nice.
Well, you know, it's funny. As I've been out at the polls the last couple of weeks, how many people have said, "Hey, I'm voting for you," and you know what? You really do have a nice smile.
It's crazy. it's the craziest attack ad I've ever seen in my life.
It's constantly on.
Let me ask you one more question. You say you want to secure the border, enforce the ban on sanctuary cities, oppose new taxes and wasteful spending. You want to stand for life, defend religious liberty, defend the Second Amendment, and honor the Constitution. Here's my problem. I think we are on the verge of losing Texas as Texas because of the amount of people that are moving here from California and other places that don't honor any of the things that average Texans have always honored. How are you going to reverse that? What do we do? Are you worried about that?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm worried about it, but I would say this. I acknowledge that our demographics are changing. And, you know, the time for us to just kind of sit back and let things coast and things be easy for us as conservatives is over. Our demographics are changing. And we have the winning argument. We have to get out there and meet our new neighbors, and we have to help them understand there's a reason your company moved here. There's a reason that it's better here for your company and for your children and for your future. And we've got to get out there and do the work of, as a friend of mine says, evangelizing the Californians. But we have the winning argument, and we've got to get out there. And instead of just letting people be co-opted by the left, we've got to get out there and do the work of making the arguments and building the relationships so that people see the connection between why their companies have moved here and the success and the prosperity that Texas is.
Angela, thank you so much, and best of luck. Angela Paxton, she's running for U.S. Senate as a Republican. I know her and her husband professionally, and I am wildly impressed with both of them. Her husband is the Attorney General, and it would be great to have her in the Senate.
But what's behind that smile? Why are her teeth so white and clean?
Probably more, and this is saying something, because you know how I feel about her husband. What's behind the smile? More brains and spine than her husband even has. Mm. That's a good thing.
Wow.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.